You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae, live from Beverly Hills. You know, this show is always on the road, and the startup doesn't stop. This week is pre-Oscars week. We've got an event tomorrow. We've got some beautiful brands we're introducing to that space. Tomorrow's going to be so much fun. Without further ado, though, I want to just tell you that I have a guest here who just drove in from NorCal, April Umek. Did I say it right? Come on in, April. This is April.
Hi.
April, go ahead and introduce yourself to the crowd and tell them what you got going on.
All right. I'm April Umek. I'm a physician assistant from Pacific Coast Aesthetics, and my business partner and I started Pacific Coast Aesthetics about 4 years ago. We're going to have our birthday party on Cinco de Mayo. And we both have a long medical background, emergency room. I do women's health. And fast forward life, we decided to take a holistic approach to aesthetics. And we're big into laser and one of the Cyton lasers, which does Halo, Moxie, BBL. I know a lot of you out there have probably had this. And so minimal makeup. Your skin should be your big glow, and then makeup is to enhance. And we do some other things, mindfulness. We talk, I teach a little bit of yoga. Mm-hmm. We do skincare, and Miss Sarah here, our esthetician, is going to do a little on Monique today. I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
And we've grown really fast, even during COVID, because of our approach. Our approach is a little bit different. Again, taking the more natural approach, but yet having stunning results. And so we've grown to a team of 13, and we have the most amazing team and a welcoming environment. So yeah, I'm really
starts from the top. And I'm sitting next to you. You've got a wonderful aura, and your skin, I don't see not one. And I woke up and I had one, and I'm like, damn it.
No.
When does it stop? I mean, I'm 45 and I still have, anyway, you're going to clue us in a little bit about this.
Yes.
What I love about April's approach and the little bit that I've learned, and I'm going to learn more tomorrow because you're coming to the event, is that you do a kind of a custom skin consultation based on ethnicity and background, which is very caught my eye on that. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. So when people come in, they get a complimentary consultation. We always start with a Visia, which is the machine that sees not only what's on the outside of your face, but UV damage, redness, all kinds of things on the inside. Have you had melasma, or maybe you don't know you have it? And your treatments are very dependent on this. And our lasers can treat any ethnic skin type. And that is one of the key things, because lasers can be, you know, almost harmful or even microneedling to ethnic skin. You have that olive skin. And that's where I started from. My mom's Colombian, so I could tan easily. So that's where I started my laser journey. So we've really tailored it to exactly what your needs are, what your goals are as well.
Beautiful. Well, without further ado, you guys, I'm going to let you see me with no makeup on. April and her lovely team are going to do something. And I guess you're going to just talk us through it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Switch here. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to? Well, I can.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good here. Yeah. Okay. I can get. It's the first time ever getting a facial live on the air, so this is fun. All right. And why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sarah.
There's Sarah.
I'm a physician at Pacific Coast Aesthetics.
She's came in. You guys have a great energy about your team. You just came in and got it done. All right. So walk us through what you're going to do.
Alrighty, so today we're going to be doing a J Peel from Noon. Noon is really awesome because they have a product in their products called DermShield. What DermShield does is it basically puts like a cap on the receptor in our skin responsible for pain, inflammation, redness, and all that bad stuff we don't like. So when we do these peels, instead of shedding like a snake, you don't have any of that reaction. So it's just an instant nice exfoliation with a nice glow.
Okay.
Yes.
I need that. I need
to have a beautiful glow today and for tomorrow's event.
So. That's wonderful. So tell us more about these. You said there was five types of BBL, the things you were naming that are kind of hot on the market.
And yes.
Why did you choose to go natural? You gave us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, because I have partially ethnic skin, and I have a lot of sun damage growing up in Southern California. Here in LA, I'm a native, and playing outdoor sports and doing things like that. So I made it my business to find out what was safe, number one, and then also what was effective. But it's not great just to have beautiful skin, removing sun damage. How about helping with wrinkles, collagen stimulation, thin skin around the eye area? So as we started to build the practice, Cyton is the company that makes these lasers. They are the top of the market. And a lot of, like, Kim Kardashian had a Moxie BBL. Like, you know, it's all over. If you know skin, you should know Cyton, and especially if you have ethnic skin. And so I had my first halo, gosh, maybe 8-9 years ago, and my skin was not great. I was about 39. I'm going to turn 50 this year.
Really? You
my
look great.
Skin is day and night from how it was before. So basically, what we do is...
Slide in a little so they can see you. Okay. There you go. Okay.
So what we do is we do a tailored consult. I usually recommend a type of laser to get your skin in shape, get everything healthy, remove any sun damage, and let's get that collagen process going. Within a week, you start to see a difference, and then it gets better month two, three, four, without having to do multiple treatments. And that's the other beauty. Most things, microneedling, Morpheus, all these things, you have to go every month. And you're a bloody mess. It hurts.
Wow.
And then, yeah. And then eventually, and if you have ethnic skin, bad things can happen. And I've seen it all. So with Cyton, in the hands of somebody that knows what they're doing and good comfort measures as well. We pride ourselves on, we offer Pronox. We do some very special tailored. We use the best numbing cream, and our product lines that we use are a high-end, really good product line that you go home with also.
Nice.
So that your experience is great, but also your healing is good. And then the next 4 months, you just keep creating more collagen without doing much else. And then to maintain, what do? Get a good medical grade skincare, you know, find your favorite esthetician that can do a microdermabrasion, either the Diamond Glow, which is what we have, Hydrafacial. And that is pleasant. You look amazing and doesn't cost a lot. That's your maintenance. And so basically you can do these kind of small things for yourself with really robust results. So I've had about 6 halos. I just had one a week and a half ago. You see how I'm healed?
Amazing. She looks amazing, you guys, right? Look at the skin.
And it's like all the little old dead skin. It comes out as tiny little dots rather than shedding with chemical peels.
Got it.
That's old school.
That's old school.
Yes. So the peel she's going to do on you is called a no peel peel. So it's microscopic. You may feel some tingling, but you're actually going to look amazing when we're done.
Really? This is great, you guys. So tell everybody where you're located and how they could tie this in for a staycation if they wanted to come up north and see you.
Sure. We're in the Monterey Bay area, about 45 minutes south of San Jose, about an hour south of San Francisco. And we're in a really sweet little town called Aptos, which is just north of Carmel. We're right on the beach there. So it's a pleasant visit. There's a lot of little shops. We're really blessed to be in our center. And yeah, we've just expanded there and are loving it.
Aptos. I'm A-P-T-O-S, right?
Yes.
I always say Aptos.
Yes.
So I guess, you know, I'm out of towner.
Either way. Yes. No.
While she's getting me all prepped for this, why don't you give everybody your handle and scoot in a little bit more so they can see you. There you
sure.
go. Give them... give us a range for some of these services and where they can find you.
Sure. So we're at Pacific Coast Aesthetics for Instagram. Same thing for Facebook, Pacific Coast Aesthetics. And it's AES for Aesthetics. Our website, we've worked really hard on that. It's pretty robust. We have a lot of videos. We have
a
lot of information on there. We're kind of nerdy. We have the science background, but we try and make it a fun experience. But I know for folks that are really doing their research and taking their time. We've had a few like Hollywood actresses come. They're like, I don't have a lot of downtime. I'm afraid. And they pile on the makeup, but their skin is starting to change. And so they come up and they're shocked. I took one for dinner in Carmel the night of her halo, and she didn't believe that we'd be able to go out.
Wow.
And she was shocked. You know, we had a great time. So it's the kind of thing that, you know, you get some robust results.
And I like how you're saying robust results for the modern day person that's just going.
Yes.
And, you know, if you've got to be on set, if you've got to be, you know, to a wedding or, I mean, give us some examples of some success stories since you've launched.
Yeah. So for me, helping people medically is really exciting also, because when we take off abnormal skin or old skin, we're also removing abnormal cells. So we've actually helped people with cancer. You know, that's a big one, skin cancer.
Yeah, I feel this one now. This is tingly.
Yes.
This is prepping your skin for the peel.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel ready.
Nice.
But I had a lot of makeup on, huh? Look at her skin. Everybody in this room's skin is crazy beautiful.
Well, so the success stories are all of us. And I wish, like, I actually don't have it. The photo of what I look like. And if you look at our website or look at our Instagram, just look at our before and afters. They speak for themselves. Yeah. The company Cyton actually uses a lot of our before and afters. I'm going to be speaking for them for the first time this year, which I'm so excited about because I've been working with them for years. And again, the devices are incredible, but again, it's the truth is in the photos, and these are all untouched. We don't have makeup at our office. It's makeups for your eyes and lips meant to enhance.
Wow.
I love people to wear a tinted sunscreen or tinted, you know,
I got to have something to look product. At this. You guys don't be scared. Everybody. I'm getting a facial on here with these lovely ladies from Pacific Coast Aesthetics. Well, show them your shirt. Let's see that logo.
So this is our logo here.
The lotus flower.
Because we do believe in, again, that.
Ready? Oh, here we go. Fan. All right, here we go, you guys.
It's a little tingly.
All right.
So it can have the same feel as the old school peels that most people do, but without your face falling off like a lizard. So that's the exciting part because I swore to myself, I did a deep peel maybe 8-9 years ago before I really got into laser. And I was working in the emergency room at the time and my face was literally falling off on my patients.
Oh, wow.
And then I double peeled around my mouth. So for 2 weeks, I was out of commission. And I mean, I had to work. It was very difficult. It did not look good. I mean, your face is, and you're not allowed to peel it, you know, it was, I mean, that's old school, you know?
Yeah. And this feels, there's a smell to it, but it's not bad. It smells like it's working.
Yes.
Like
yes.
It smells effective. If that
and
makes
sense. Tingle, is it?
Yeah. No, just up in the top a little bit. No, it's great.
Yeah. So this is a self-neutralizing peel, so I don't need to neutralize it. It just turns off after a while.
Oh.
So I'll just get some nice sunscreen and some good moisturizing products on you, and then you'll be all set.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. This is quick.
Isn't it? It's perfect.
Yes.
I feel, what do you guys think? Do you see anything? I feel like I'm glowing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You will have a glow. You will have a glow. And it just, everything, like I said, you would think things start to peel, but it just continues to glow. So that's why we love these new, these are newer technologies, even in skincare. I didn't believe in this years ago. You know, people are paying $500 for a cream. I'm sorry. It's not going to do that much for you.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays.
It might make you feel good because you can afford to buy it.
Yes, exactly. That's about it. But most people wind up breaking out or something from those things.
Right.
So it's a matter of, you know, spending your money. And when it comes to these lasers, you know, they're a basic BBL, removes sun damage and over time can create collagen. It's anywhere about $500 or so. The neck, the chest, don't forget about your other body parts.
You need to work that décolleté.
Yes.
Especially, I'm 45 now. It's hands and neck that tell your story, right?
100%. You see people with beautiful faces and then your neck and chest is very delicate skin, much thinner than your face, and it will age faster than your face. So when we do these lasers, oftentimes we'll do multiple areas.
I'm feeling this. Now, what is this run? If someone's on the run and they need to get this and go.
Our quick lunchtime peels are $160, and then if you do a microderm and you add it on, it's only $80, which is a great.
This is great.
Peel.
All right, and then this is the sunscreen.
Yes, this is actually a AOX moisturizer, so it has vitamin C and a couple of different other vitamins in it. It's just like a multivitamin for the skin, and so it helps with the skin's health. And then it adds a nice glow, and we will put sunscreen on right after this.
Okay. All right, you guys, we'll follow Pacific Coast Aesthetics. Give your handle one more time for everybody, April.
Sure. It's at Pacific Coast Aesthetics, all one word. And again, check out our website. We have Instagram, Facebook as well. And yes.
It feels good. I feel good.
And then you can be on your way, you know, and put anything over it is
okay.
Completely safe.
Now it's tingling a little bit, but I guess that's to
totally
be expected.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys, you glammed me up that quick. Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
I'm excited, guys. So check out April and her team at Pacific Coast Aesthetics and treat yourself. I mean, even when people are on a quick staycation, they just come in, right? Are you booked all up for the spring or do you have
space? We are booked out, but we do have space. We do try and keep things. We have, you know, we have Sarah's our main esthetician. We have one other that helps us. And then with our lasers, we have 3 providers a day. So we're all highly medically trained and then we love what we do.
So your man can go to the golf course and you can come see April and her team and get glammed up, guys.
And then have wine.
And have some wine and get some Versatrol in your body.
Love it, yes.
Thank you for being here. And tomorrow's going to be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys. Let's go. Sam, go ahead and put me on double screen there. Could you? All right. Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. How are you?
I just got a facial. How do I look?
I saw it. You look great. And actually, you are glowing. It looks
smooth. Yes, you're going to meet April tomorrow. She might have to, you guys might have to connect.
I think when I take a break, I am going to be connecting.
Very good. All right, guys. Thank you. I'm going to call you soon. Okay, guys. So I'm excited to jump into this next product. This is Ashley Davies from Happy Grub, everybody. It's the squeezable. Well, Ashley, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and your product. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I'm Ashley Davies. I am the owner and founder of Happy Grub, the only squeezable instant pancake mix on the market. Due to our patent, there is no other product quite like it. So we have four flavors that come in this squeezable instant pancake mix. We have buttermilk, yummy banana, apple cinnamon, and whole wheat. Currently, we're sold in over 400 retailers. We're going to be launching in Walmart next month.
What? Congratulations. That's huge.
It is a very big deal. I'm super excited, but it was a lot of hard work, and it's a couple years in the making before we actually hit stores. So we're excited to finally be at this point. And that's in Texas. In California, we have so many amazing opportunities coming up. We're starting our first round of fundraising because we have so many people and so many different companies that want to carry Happy Grub. It's a great problem to have.
But you know, I love the transparency on the show because tell people how that is. Because when you get a big conglomerate like Walmart backing you and helping you distribute, it's a new level of not problems, but to-do lists, right? Walk us through how that was when you were scaling your business.
Yeah. So when I first came out with Happy Grub, it was because I wanted to just make more memories and less messes with my kids. I wanted to make sure that I was able to spend that time with them. And when I first started, I started with the mom and pop stores, and I'm still in those locations. I still hold true to them. That's over 400 of the smaller locations as compared to Walmart. We attended Expo West last year, and that's when we started speaking with Walmart, and really just the startup process. It requires a lot of paperwork. It wasn't something that I was necessarily trained for. And I'm a self-starter and I'm a self-taught entrepreneur. So I have an amazing team behind me, but they were also working two jobs at the same time, really trying to get us up and going. And really it was just long hours, making sure that you didn't miss a checkbox when it came to these larger retailers. And even with Costco, we were in Costco roadshows too. It's just a whole other level. And I'm grateful and thankful that I was able to start with some smaller retailers so I can train myself and be ready for the position that we're now in.
That's great. And, you know, however you get there, you get there. I mean, I tell people, don't give up. I was having a conversation with an entrepreneur on my way here, and they just were hitting, you know, a lot of difficulties. And I just said, your process is going to be so different from anybody else's. But the startup is all about sharing those stories. And maybe someone can kind of, you know, pull something from what you've been through, and it'll help them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do talk to a lot of entrepreneurs now, especially moms. They just want to know how it's done. And it's not a matter of how this is made. It's a matter of the patience that comes along with it. And you're a mom 24/7. So you also need to make sure that you're doing that. You have a family life. So even if it takes 5 years, so what? Let it take 5 years, because 5 years is going to happen regardless. Even if it takes 10 years, you can't lose that inspiration that you hope to bring to your family one day and really be that self-starter that continues to grow in the entrepreneurial world. So don't let people tell you no. That's not what we're here for. We have a strong spirit, and that's what makes us successful in our businesses. So just keep going, and
There you go. That's great.
Yes.
And if you're a mom, I think, you know, moms need to hear, dads, they need encouragement, man. Because I think there's that thing where it's like, okay, is this balanced? Am I showing my kids balance in my time? And I don't know about you, but I have multiple checklists. I mean, I text myself, email myself, but then I have the paper. So I'm like, okay, don't forget that. I mean, how do you incorporate sticky notes and emails and to-do lists with your entrepreneurial day?
I'm a sticky note person, so the bottom of my computers are filled with sticky notes. So when I get your one, I'm excited to just pop it off.
Yeah, it feels good, right? Or like to scratch it out. I don't know.
Yeah, and it starts, I mean, I start at 4 a.m. some mornings. I have employees that are on the East Coast, and they need answers. And then, you know, when you hear the first bing on your phone, or if you forget to turn it off, you're sleeping, and then all of a sudden, uh-oh, I forgot to do that. Oh, well, I should get up and going because they need it. So it's just a matter of not giving up. You work those long hours. You just have to. And the way that I do it is I have, like I said, the sticky notes, but I work before my kids get up. Once my kids get up, I stop working, get them done out the door, and they go to school. I come back, I do whatever I need to do in the house, and I just continue to grab those sticky notes throughout
the sticky notes. Yes. Yeah. I heard another entrepreneur, like, give themselves a prize. So after you get that list done, you get a piece of chocolate, like, or, you know, yay me, or like you get to take a nap. I don't know, but what, you know, you got to, but then the end game, you know,
I've heard about that.
You remember?
I haven't taken one of those in a long time.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to rub it in, but you still wind up with this, with the distribution deal at Walmart, and the sky's the limit. What a cool technology. And how long do they last after they open?
Sure. So it's a dry mix. So all you need to do is add water. You shake it and then you squeeze it onto a pan and or any hot surface. It makes waffles, muffins. You can do so many different things with it. It's good for 3 to 4 days in the fridge once you've mixed it. But what I do is I make the whole bottle at once and I make mini waffles. Then I'll put them in the freezer. And then the next day I'll pop them in the toaster for my kids. So it's even easier for me the next morning.
We love it. I'm so excited. I have held off. I grabbed one for the show today, but I've held off, Ashley, because tomorrow at the gifting suite, I'm going to taste one live.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have a pancake artist, right?
Yes, we are. Yes. Jasmine will be there. I'm super excited for you all to meet her. And she is the best pancake artist. She can do your face. She can do any logo. Yes. She works, her company is Get Caked LA. And she travels everywhere with us. So every expo that we have, we book her as far in advance as we can because we know that she's going to be busy. But she is by far the best artist of any sort I have ever seen. It's amazing what she can do with a pancake. So
what is going on? I love this. You can make crepes out of this, right? Because when I went to France, I fell in love with the crepe.
Yep, you can make crepes. You just add more water. And we've actually just switched our bottle too. So all you need now, it's just a fill line. So you open the top up and you just add water. So the ones that are launching in Walmart will be the fill line. So the ones that we currently have that are also available on Amazon, you just add up to 1 cup of water in there, depending if you like them thinner or thicker. Thinner, you get to make those crepes. There's so many different things that you can do with pancakes. And really, the pancake aisle hasn't been changed in centuries.
It really hasn't.
We're super excited. Yeah, I mean, it was in a box, but now that it's in a bottle, it's great for anybody who's traveling, RV, you name it. And it's squeezable instant pancake mix. There's less mess. And ultimately, as a parent and an entrepreneur, that's what I'm looking for on a daily basis, right?
Always. You know what? You've reinvigorated my love for breakfast now because it was eggs and hash browns and maybe some fruit or a smoothie, but now it's on. I'm going to make some crepes. I'm so excited. Give everybody your handle. Where can they order these? These would make really great Easter basket gifts, guys. You can put some eggs, colored eggs to match the bottles. She has 4 flavors. Go ahead and tell them where they can buy it and what the flavors are.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I just mentioned, we'll be in Walmart next month, but currently we're sold on Amazon. You can buy all of our flavors. We sell our sampler packs. It's probably the easiest way, and we're sold on walmart.com also. Our handle is at Eat Happy Grub, and that's on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook. I also have my own Instagram as well, but the Happy Grub is at EATHAPPYGRUB. Yes, I spelt it out because
Hey, you do you. Congratulations. I'm going to see you tomorrow. Yep. We're going to rock it.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yep.
Thanks for being here. All right, yes. See you soon.
Thanks,
Ashley. All right, you guys, my breakfast just got better. How's my skin looking from this facial? All right, we have our next guest, Joshua Page. Joshua, are you in the house? Let's see. Okay, not here yet. Okay, that's okay. He's coming in shortly. This is his book, What Does Your Dad Do? And I'm excited to speak with him about his book. So we're going to hang tight and see if he can come in. Let's recap, guys. I got the facial, Pacific Coast Aesthetics. April is her name, and her team came in and just glowed my skin up. Sam, what do you think? Does it look fresher? Does it look good? My first on-air facial. So there you go, guys. You're seeing me with no makeup on. It looks great. You could tell. Thanks, Sam. Sam's great. You guys, if you're not following us on Instagram, check us out at The Startup with Monique LeRae or my personal page at Monique LeRae. It's spelled right there. And we also have LA Talk Radio. Follow Sam and everybody on LA Talk Radio's page as well. We are coming to you live on Facebook right now through StreamYard. And I'm just excited about tomorrow, guys. There's so many entrepreneurs here, lots of talent in the building. And we just spoke to Happy Grub founder and owner, Ashley Davies. This is really, really great. Yeah, so let's catch you up. Oscars Week Celebrity Gifting Suite tomorrow, the week before. A week from today will be the actual Oscar award ceremony. So congratulations to all the nominees and everybody who's up for an Oscar. I wish you much success. One day I'm going to be on that list. But guys, we're traveling at the end of March for the last portion of the pandemic series, or excuse me, the trilogy, if you will. So the Endemic Project documentary, we will finish taping that on starting in the end of March. And then the final trip for that will be in the late fall in South Africa. We're going to seal it all off and finally be done with three documentaries within 2.5 years. So it's been quite the whirlwind. And thank you for being on that journey with me and my team. If you haven't seen our award-winning trailer, check us out on Instagram. You can just click the link, or you could actually go to YouTube. It's the Pandemic Project documentary. And yeah, we would love to have you give a like, give a comment, and check it out. Maybe you'll like it. So part two will be the international version. And the endemic is the cause and effect of everything that's happened, you know, in our world with pandemic. So let's see if our next guest is around. I guess you'll let me know, Sam, when he comes. Yes. So check us out at The Startup with Monique LeRae or on YouTube. And I am so excited, guys. Tomorrow we have, literally we have wine. We have squeezable pancake mix. We've got skincare. We've got authors. We've got documentary, you know, people who are aspiring to do documentaries. We've got everything. We even have a dog. Luxury Dog Gourmet Recipe Book. Isn't this cool? Pooch Lelux. And Jules will be here to talk about that. Also, a shout out to the Buddhist CEO who was on there on our show the other week. And what does this company do with Bydrego? So we've got some goodies for people who are coming down. If you're interested, if you are a startup business and you are a entrepreneur that wants to get into this space, go ahead and email us, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and we'd love to speak with you and see what you have. That is pretty much it, guys. We're over here just getting ready for Oscars week. And a shout out to our sponsors. Michael Solberg Family Wines, and of course, La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for supporting this channel and our show. So do we have our guy, Joshua? Hopefully he's coming soon. All right. Well, you know what? People get busy. And when you're running a startup, you know, things happen. But this is what his, this is his book, What Does Your Dad Do? By Joshua Page. And it's a children's helping a father explain what he does in the trade world to his child. So shout out to Joshua Page. And all right, Sam, if that's it, we're going to have to go. What will you start up today? I'll see you next weekend. Bye, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.